Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
Welcome back, 17 till. Little sweet baby James bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You can read articles. We got something you can read there in 5 seconds. We got something you can read in 1 minute, 3 minutes. You can listen for 1 minute. You can listen for 7 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you got, whatever time you have, whatever's on your mind, we got something that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Tom Anastasi is our guest. He's our good friend. We're talking about six ways, his ideas, which are absolutely on the money, six ways to increase income or profits or the bottom line, whatever you like, same thing. Tom, we were talking earlier about all the different dials and levers and adjustments that you can make on your operating dashboard of your business. So what's the first way to increase income?
First way is the easiest one. That's to sell more stuff.
Yep.
And you can sell more stuff by advertising will help you sell more stuff. And
how about just doing a better job of selling, training your salespeople, becoming more professional at selling, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're talking about is drive the top line to drive the bottom line.
Right. And so there's lots of ways of doing that, training, increasing your commission. Sometimes the problem has been that a company's commission plan was completely wrong.
Right.
And as soon as they changed that, they would sell more stuff. Or sometimes it's increasing their product line.
And when you say the commission plan was wrong, what you're saying is that the way the company motivated the salespeople was at cross purposes with what the company needed them to do.
Right. For instance, what a lot of companies do to keep salespeople from making a lot of money, what they will do is they will say, okay, for the first $100,000 you sell, we'll pay you at 5%. And then for the next $100,000 you sell, we'll pay you at 3% commission,
right,
and so forth. And so salespeople after a while say, wait a minute, why should I sell this stuff? Because
right,
if I sell it next month, I can make way more commission on
right,
it. It's called sandbagging.
And what you should be saying is, go ahead.
We want you to make lots of money so we can make lots of money.
That's right. Remember,
right,
it should be 5% and 7%, shouldn't it?
Right, exactly.
Because you can't sandbag up. You can only sandbag down.
Exactly. But a lot of people just don't see things that way because they hate writing these big checks out to salespeople.
Every time you pay your salespeople 7%, that means the company gets 93%. That's a pretty good split.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good split.
Exactly.
So sell more
stuff. And so there's lots of ways to sell more stuff, even opening up another branch or hiring somebody or what you can.
Right.
Right. The next way is to reduce expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everything else is equal and you're able to reduce expenses by sourcing better or by getting a better deal on your lease or however you can reduce expenses, go ahead and do that because that's going to increase your income.
Should you think of commissions as expenses or investment?
You know, I don't really look at commission as an expense.
It technically is an expense, but that's not the way you need to think of it as a management tool, is it?
Exactly. Exactly. And the IRS is going to consider it to be a business expense,
right,
but that really is an investment in the business.
The money you pay is an expense to salespeople. The money you pay is an expense, but the way you structure it is an investment. And the structure is to motivate them to meet the company goals, right? In terms of total volume, in terms of which products they sell, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And I think that companies need to realize that because the big problem comes when salespeople are making a lot of money. And don't worry about that.
And reduce expenses You know, and another way we could say that is just it's just to manage expenses closely, because it might not be possible. For example, if you sell more stuff, you might not be able to reduce expenses. You might, but if you could, what you're trying to do is grow the ratio between the top line and the middle line, right? You're trying to increase the gross profit, so you got more left over after the expenses.
Right. Now, some expenses are going, as you grow your business, some expenses are going to be going up
marginally. Marginal
and that's
expenses.
Okay.
Right. Marginal
well,
expenses
one of the things
like gasoline, things like that.
Business owners is when you are at year two, year three, and you're profitable, so that is an asset to your business.
Right.
And one of the things you've got to do is go back to your suppliers and say, hey, I've been dealing with you for 3 years, and I used to buy $100,000 worth of goods from you a year. Now I'm buying $200,000. Let's take a look at my discount.
Right.
And sometimes you can get a bigger discount.
Or better delivery of deals or billing cycles or whatever. There are lots of different ways. Again, this is where we're talking about tweaking the dashboard a little bit. And there are a lot of different ways to skin that cat, aren't there, Tom?
There are. I mean, for instance, in a successful entrepreneur, one of the things I talk about is if you have five suppliers and you've been in business for 3 years, you can sit there and have a little moxie and go and say, okay, I'm now only going to have one or two suppliers,
mm-hmm.
get better terms, get better credit, get a better discount, and what you're going to find is that's going to reduce your expenses
absolutely
painlessly. And increase your net income.
Tom, give us your website quickly, please.
TomAnastasi.com.
Tom Anastasi, no extra letters in there. Quick break, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.